Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, November the 14th, 2019. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to lead us day by day. We thank you for the revelations that you make available to us, so that we may see where we stand and what is to come. We ask today that you would fill us with understanding, that we will continue to prepare. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In our last session, we were talking about one of the pastors who's very closely related to the President of the United States, politically, Robert Jeffries, and some of the things that he said back then, warning about the possibility of a civil war if the president is impeached, etc., etc. Today, I'd like to answer the question for you. Reading an article found in the Dallas Morning News, published on June the 9th, 2018. Well, first published on June the 7th, 2018. And the writer of the article is Julieta Chiquillo. That last name is spelled C-H-I-Q-U-I-L-L-O. And the title of the article is, Who is Robert Jeffries? A Guide to the Dallas Pastor's Controversies. Now, the article is found in the Dallas Morning News, published June the 7th, 2018, written by Julieta Chiquillo, and the title again, Who is Robert Jeffries? A Guide to the Dallas Pastor's Controversies. Here's that article. First Baptist Dallas Senior Pastor Robert Jeffries is a buttoned up as they come. The Texan made good grades as a kid, racked up degrees from two universities and two seminaries, married his high school sweetheart, and raised two daughters. He wears a suit and tie to work, writes books on the side, and plays piano by ear. The only time the pastor has had alcohol in his life, he says, is when he sampled Jack Daniel's ice cream at a restaurant where that dessert was the specialty. So it may raise eyebrows that Jeffries, shepherd to 12,000 souls, would throw in his lot with President Donald Trump, a man known for his excesses. He has defended Trump on every front, from the sentiment behind the vulgarity he reportedly used to describe African nations, to evangelical support of the president despite allegations he had extramarital sex with a porn actress. But Jeffries' record of controversial remarks began well before the American presidency that has made the pastor a household name to Fox News viewers. Here's a primer to the headlines he's generated over the years. Jeffries' first high-profile campaign unfolded in the late 1990s and pitted him against the public library in Wichita Falls, the community where he was pastoring at the time. The church leader was incensed about two gay-themed children's books, Heather Has Two Mummies and Daddy's Roommate. So he held on to them after church member checked them out, paying $54 to the library as a compensation. Our point is that given the fact that sodomy is against the law in the state of Texas, that it is associated with one of the greatest epidemics in human history, AIDS, and that it violates the teaching of three major world religions, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, we do not feel that tax dollars should be used to purchase these kinds of books, Jeffries said to them. Sodomy was illegal in Texas until 2003, when the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the state's ban. The court ruled that the government had no legitimate reason to interfere with private consensual sex between gay adults. Jeffries' stunt inspired library sympathizers to mail several replacement copies of the books. It also spawned a lawsuit backed by the American Civil Liberties Union that toppled a city ordinance that had allowed the children's books to be moved to the adult section. In 2007, Jeffries became pastor of First Baptist Dallas, which he had attended growing up. That was also the year he singled out Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney for judgment. Mitt Romney is a Mormon, and don't let anybody tell you otherwise, the pastor said in a televised sermon. Even though he talks about Jesus as his Lord and Savior, he's not a Christian. Mormonism is not Christianity. Mormonism is a cult, says Jeffries. Jeffries didn't stop there. It's a little hypocritical for the last 8 years to be caught talking about how important it is for us to elect a Christian president and then turn around and endorse a non-Christian, he said, referring to Mitt Romney. The pastor repeated his criticism against Romney and Mormonism in 2011 when Jeffries backed former Texas Governor Rick Perry for the GOP presidential nomination. But in the spring of 2012, as it became clear that Romney would clinch the nomination, Jeffries set aside his concerns about the politician's faith. The pastor went on Fox News and said Romney embraces biblical principles, unlike President Barack Obama, who identifies as a Protestant. The pastor condemned Obama's support for abortion rights. Given the choice, there's every reason to support Mitt Romney in this election, he then said. Shortly after Jeffries resettled in Dallas, he launched a series of sermons titled Politically Incorrect. One of those sermons aimed to explain why gay is not okay. It is so degrading that it is beyond description, Jeffries preached, according to D Magazine. And it is their filthy behavior that explains why they are so much more prone to disease. In the same sermon, the pastor also encouraged parents not to sever ties with gay children, the magazine reported. You don't have to invite their homosexual lover into your home, he said, but let your son or daughter always know that you love them. He then unfazed, it seemed, by the 100 people or so who showed up to protest outside his church bearing signs that said, gay is okay, and singing the song, Jesus Loved Me. But he was seemingly unfazed. If you're not a Christian, then you're fried, according to a sermon Jeffries delivered in 2010, when he sentenced a large chunk of humankind to eternal damnation. God sends good people to hell, he said. Not only do religions like Mormonism, Islam, Judaism, and Hinduism, not only do they lead people away from God, they lead people to an eternity of separation from God in hell. You know, Jesus was very clear. Hell is not only going to be populated by murderers and drug dealers and child dealers, hell is going to be filled with good religious people who have rejected the truth of Christ. Catholics weren't spared his harsh words either. Much of what you see today in the Catholic Church doesn't come from God's word. It comes from this cult-like pagan religion. And he said much worse about Islam, calling it an evil, evil religion. The pastor's antagonistic comments toward other faiths came back to hound him when he was invited to pray alongside a rabbi at the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem this year. Among the people who criticized Jeffries' presence at the ceremony was Romney. Listen to what Romney says. Romney's tweet was on May the 14th, 2018. He says, Robert Jeffries says you can't be saved by being a Jew, and Mormonism is a heresy from the pit of hell. He said the same about Islam. Such a religious bigot should not be given the prayer that opens the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. That's Mitt Romney, May the 14th, 2018. After hearing that, Jeffries responded to Romney. Historic Christianity has taught for 2,000 years that salvation is through faith in Christ alone. The fact that I, along with tens of millions of evangelical Christians around the world, continue to espouse that belief is neither bigoted nor newsworthy. And that's Dr. Robert Jeffries on May the 14th, same day, 2018. Football star Tim Tebow, a devout Christian who was playing with the New York Jets at the time, bowed out of a commitment in 2013 to speak at First Baptist Dallas' month-long celebration of its $130 million renovation. Tebow cited new information that has been brought to my attention. Here's what Tebow said in his tweet. While I was looking forward to sharing a message of hope and Christ's unconditional love with the faithful members of the historic First Baptist Church of Dallas in April, due to new information that has been brought to my attention, I have decided to cancel my upcoming appearance. I will continue to use the platform God has blessed me with to bring faith, hope, and love to all those needing a brighter day. Thank you for all of your love and support. God bless. Tebow was reportedly trying to steer clear from Jeffrey's controversial views, but controversy ensued anyway. Jeffries defended his stance and pushed back against critics in a sermon a few days later. He also thanked his supporters, including Prestonwood Baptist Church leader Jack Graham, and appeared to take a dig at Tebow's manhood. I'm grateful for men of God like these who are willing to stand up and act like men rather than wimping out when it gets a little controversial and an inconvenient thing to stand for the truth, Jeffries said to loud applause. God bless men like that. In his 2014 book, Perfect Ending, Jeffries claimed that then-President Barack Obama was clearing the way for the Antichrist because of his support for gay marriage. While I am not suggesting that President Obama is the Antichrist, the fact that he was able to propose such a sweeping change in God's law and still win re-election by a comfortable margin illustrates how a future world leader will be able to oppose God's laws without any repercussions, Jeffries wrote, according to Religion News Service. About 5 months before the 2012 presidential election, Obama announced that he no longer opposed gay marriage. At a certain point, I've just concluded that, for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married, Obama said in an interview with ABC Robin Roberts. In a historic ruling 3 years later, the U.S. Supreme Court legalized gay marriage, reflecting the country's shifting views in favor of same-sex couples. Jeffries told Fox News personality Sean Hannity in 2015 that Christians in the U.S. were being demeaned in the same way that Nazi Germany treated Jews before it began slaughtering them. He said Christians were losing their businesses for opposing gay marriage and being punished for publicly expressing their faith, according to the Christian Post. I want to remind people that the Nazis weren't able to take the Jews to the crematoriums immediately, the pastor told Hannity. The German people wouldn't have allowed it. Instead, the Nazis had to change public opinion. They marginalized the Jewish people, disparaged them, and made them objects of contempt. For context, in the decade leading up to the mass deportations of Jewish people to concentration camps, Nazis boycotted and looted their businesses, torched their books, kicked them out of schools, banned them from venues and public transit, and stripped away their citizenship. In a letter addressed to Jeffries, Rabbi Jack Molene of Interfaith Alliance condemned the pastor's remarks. Your recent comments on Fox News comparing your experience as a conservative Christian to Jews living in Nazi Germany show disrespect to the victims of the Holocaust and do a disservice to the critically important cause of ending real religious persecution, he wrote. The honest disagreements that people of faith in this country have about public policy are hardly the beginning of a path towards genocide. After Trump warned North Korea that it would unleash fire and fury like the world has never seen if it continued threats against the United States, Jeffries offered his blessing and God's blessing. Here's what he said. When it comes to how we should deal with evildoers, the Bible in the book of Romans is very clear. God has endowed rulers full power to use whatever means necessary, including war, to stop evil, Jeffries said in 2017. In the case of North Korea, God has given Trump authority to take out Kim Jong-un. Jeffries, who is a member of Trump's Evangelical Advisory Board, also invoked North Korea when he waded into a national debate about whether NFL players should kneel during the national anthem to protest police brutality. These players ought to be thanking God that they live in a country where they're not only free to earn millions of dollars every year, but they're also free from the worry of being shot in the head for taking the knee like they would be in North Korea, the pastor said to Fox and Friends. And I think tens of millions of Americans agree with President Trump when he says they ought to be called out for this. Trump was rebuked around the world after he allegedly used a vulgarity when questioning protections offered to immigrants from Haiti, El Salvador, and African countries. Why are we having all these people from this kind of countries? And you remember the name, the word that he used there. Come here. The president said in January meeting with lawmakers, according to the Washington Post, the newspaper reported that Trump had suggested bringing in more people from countries such as Norway. Other than the profanity, Jeffries championed Trump's remarks. Apart from the vocabulary attributed to him, President Trump is right on target in his sentiment, the pastor said in a statement to David Brody of the Christian Broadcasting Network. In an interview with The Post, Jeffrey said he didn't think Trump's comments were racist. What a lot of people miss is, America is not a church where everyone should be welcomed regardless of race and background, Jeffrey said. I'm glad Trump understands the difference between a church and a country. I support his views 100%, even though as a pastor I can't use that language. Stephanie Clifford, an adult film actress and director who goes by the name of Stormy Daniels, has alleged that she had sex with Trump in 2006, shortly after Melania Trump gave birth to their son, Baron. The president has denied the affair, though his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, admitted paying Clifford $130,000 before the 2016 election to silence her. In a Fox News appearance this year, Jeffries fought accusations that evangelicals who continue to support Trump are hypocrites. Here's what he said. It's absolutely ludicrous, he said on TV. Look, evangelicals know they're not compromising their belief to support this great president. And let's be clear, evangelicals still believe in the commandment, thou shalt not have sex with a porn star. I don't know what number that is in the commandments. But he said that whether Trump had extramarital sex with Clifford is irrelevant because the president is not an altar boy. He said evangelicals choose Trump for his policies and leadership and that forgiveness is available to anyone who asks for it. I'm his friend, Jeffries says to Fox News. I'll never walk away from him. So that's the article that we just went through there. And of course, this one is found in the Dallas Morning News, published January the 7th, 2018. And the title of the article is, Who is Robert Jeffries? A Guide to the Dallas Pastor's Controversy. Of course, you get a little bit of a picture of his thinking and the way he approaches dealing with the subjects that he embraces. Perhaps we take a look at one more article found in the Vox website, V-O-X website, published June the 25th, 2018. The writer of that article is Tara Isabella Burton, last name spelled B-U-R-T-O-N. That's Tara Isabella Burton. And the title of that article is Trump Allied Pastor Tells Worshippers America is a Christian Nation. America is a Christian Nation. Here's that article, quickly. One of Trump's closest evangelical allies gave a sermon on Sunday titled America is a Christian Nation, while protesters gathered outside. The founding fathers, Pastor Robert Jeffries told listeners at First Baptist Church, Dallas, were predominantly Christian who wanted to found a Christian country and believed that our future success depends on our country being faithful to those eternal truths of God's will. Pastor Robert Jeffries is an unofficial leader of Trump's de facto evangelical advisory council and pastor at the Dallas megachurch, which has about 12,000 members. On Sunday at a worship service rally he termed Freedom Sunday, Jeffries offered his flock the opportunity to, in words of the First Baptist website, celebrate our freedom as Americans and our freedom in Christ with patriotic worship. According to promotional materials on social media for the event, the Freedom Sunday service was also scheduled to include a salute to our armed forces. Jeffries and First Baptist had faced additional controversy last week over a series of billboards the church had created stating that America is a Christian nation. The billboard company, Outfront Media, ultimately took down the signs after widespread public outcry, including editorials in the Dallas Morning News. So that's his view of America and what it looks like. And it's also a profile of his, where he's coming from. And I want you to know that even though we are concentrating on Robert Jeffries, he is not the only one who is moving in this direction. You'll also find the same coming from Jerry Falwell Jr. and Franklin Graham Jr. and most of the leaders of the evangelical faith is to come upon this earth. And you can see that the fulfillment of that warning is around us. God is calling you today to walk with him and to give your life completely to him so that you might successfully be ready for the coming of his son. So today, why not commit yourself again to him? Why not ask for forgiveness? Why not walk according to his will so that he might do for you that which you cannot do for yourself? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to warn, that you continue to reveal all that is happening around us. We ask that you would give us the strength and confidence of trusting in your word only. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, November the 14th, 2019.